Thank you so much, Jose. Sharad and I on Consider This. Now, yesterday on the show, we spoke to Elizabeth Wong. She's the assembly person for Bukit Lanjan. And on the show, she raised the issue of whether state assemblies are automatically suspended with the emergency declaration. So let's pick up on that issue and ask Selangor State Exco, Dato' Teng Chung Kim. He's also the former speaker of the Selangor Assembly and a chairperson for the Committee on State Investment, Industry and Commerce and SMEs. Chung Kim, thank you for joining us on the show tonight. Now, there seems to be differing views on whether state assemblies can convene at this point in time. What is the Selangor government's position on this?
Yes, thank you for having me. In fact, if we look at the ordinance, Section 15B says that the Yang Ketuan Agong shall have the power to summon, prorogue, resolve the state assembly after consultation with the sultan, the rulers, or the governors. So, in fact, although the assembly is being suspended under the ordinance, but under Section 15B, the Yang Ketuan Agong still can summon the meeting of the assembly.
Chung Kim, what does that mean in practical, in practice? Will the assembly, the Selangor State Assembly, convene in order to do government business, make laws?
Well, in fact, if we look at Section 11B of the ordinance, it says that the executive power still lies with the state government under the Menteri Besar. So as far as the day-to-day administration is concerned, the executive is still working as usual, but in terms of the sitting assembly, it is suspended. And under normal circumstances, the state will seek the sultan to summon for the session meeting. But under the ordinance, only Yang Dipertuan Agong now can summon the meeting of the state assembly. And if after consultation with the sultan finds that you know, it is necessary to summon for the meeting, then it will be done. Of course, when the ordinance says that Yang Ketuan Agong will consult sultan, which means that, of course, sultan, I believe, will seek the opinion from the Menteri Besar whether assembly sitting is needed. So, which means the Yang Ketuan Agong will have to take into consideration the situations of the country, and then if they think that it is necessary to call to allow the sitting of the assembly, then he will consult the sultan, and of course the sultan will seek the opinion from the Menteri Besar. So I think that is how the thing should do.
Chung Kim, in a practical sense, can state governments turn down or deny any kind of request coming from the federal at this point in time? If there is a need for state for federal government to commandeer state property, state assets, is that something that state governments can say no to?
In fact, what happened now, if you look at the wordings of the ordinance, it is talking about the temporary possessions of property by the federal government. And the ordinance, the preamble of the ordinance is clear that the emergency is because of the COVID. So it has to be something related to COVID-19 situation. If this is a temporary possessions of property for purpose other than what is stated in the ordinance, I would say that it can be challenged in court. It is not a situation of acquisition. This is not an acquisition, a compulsory acquisition. It's only meant for temporary possession. So it has to be related to the purpose why this emergency ordinance is proclaimed.
Chung Kim, one of the issues, of course, is compensation, and lawyers have raised the question of whether there would be just an adequate compensation because the reference now is no longer the courts, but a committee set up by the monarch. Do you think that this will have any impact on foreign investors, or even domestic investors in the economy? Will they see this move as being anti-business or harsh in its framing?
Well, the whole purpose of the proclamation is because to fight the COVID-19 pandemic. So even if there is any actions by the government to take temporary possessions of land, building, or movable properties, it has to be related to the fight against the pandemic. So I do not believe that the power will be abused to extend that private property, which is not concerned or not related to the pandemic, will be taken possessions by the government. And these possessions, the compensation is only related to the use of the land, building, or movable property temporarily possessed by the government. It is not an acquisition like the Acquisition Act, where the government can compulsorily acquire the property and pay the compensation. This compensation is related only to the use of it. And the ordinance says that it will be assessed by the person authorized, the Yang Pan Agong, which means I would believe that the Yang Pan Agong will use the wisdom to appoint the valuation department rather than civil servants who are not related to evaluation.
Okay, so are there any red flags for you in terms of governance and accountability under this state of emergency? I'm wondering, are you going to find it difficult for you to carry out your work in terms of state governance?
In fact, the ordinance is quite clear. The power of executive is still in the hand of the state government as far as state is concerned. And, for example, we have already convened our first EXCO meeting for the year on 13th of January, which is 2 days after the proclamation. Everything run as usual, unless we are required to do something, because of the urgency of the matter, perhaps we have to legislate or make some subsidiary legislation, which may be required. We don't know so far. But as far as we are concerned, up to now, there is no disruptions to the administration of the state government.
Okay, thank you so much, Chen Kim, for joining us on the show tonight. We appreciate your time. That's all we have for you on this episode of Consider This. I'm Melissa Idris.
And I'm Sharad Kudan, signing off the evening.
Thank you so much for watching, and good night.